Governor Davis is moving ahead with his own plans to deal with the California power crisis. This week, he outlined several steps, from increased conservation to building new power plants. But critics say the governor's rescue plan doesn't go far enough. From member station KPBS, Scott Horsley reports.
One of the few specific proposals Governor Davis made this week was $250 million worth of new incentives for energy conservation. That money could be used to provide rebates to consumers who buy more efficient lighting or appliances.
What you see here are examples of compact fluorescent lights, and each of the compact fluorescent lights on display here typically saves about 75% in energy.
Lighting contractor Neil Miller shows off a variety of energy-saving light bulbs at his office in San Diego. He says simply installing these low-power bulbs can cut a home or business's monthly electric bill by one-third. Miller's company has been busy this year and would probably be even busier if consumers were paying the full cost of electricity.
These light bulbs are used everywhere from the front entry lights in your house or in your apartment to reading lights, table lamps. Basically, anywhere where you have a screw-in light bulb, there is now a replacement compact fluorescent light bulb that is much more energy efficient.
Still, most observers say it's unlikely California can conserve its way out of the energy shortage. One of the most urgent problems now facing the state is how to pay for billions of dollars worth of electricity that's already been used. Two of the state's big utilities, Southern California Edison and Pacific Gas and Electric, are facing bankruptcy because the unregulated wholesale price they pay for power is far above the retail rate they've been allowed to collect from consumers. Governor Davis said this week he's committed to keeping the utilities out of bankruptcy, but he did not say how their debts would be repaid. That disappointed Steve Fetter of the Fitch Credit Rating Agency. Fitch has downgraded both Edison and PG&E debts to junk bond status.
Someone's going to have to pay for this situation, and it seems like the four potential suspects would be the utilities, the California ratepayers, the California taxpayers, or the federal taxpayers. And other than the fact that the utilities are holding the bag right now, the other three entities do not yet appear in play as far as supporting the utilities' weakened financial situation.
Other credit rating services, Moody's and Standard & Poor's, have also cut the utilities to just above junk bond status. Stock in Edison's parent company fell more than 7% yesterday. PG&E's parent company fell about 3.5%. State lawmakers are now meeting in special session to address the energy crisis. Some have suggested the state borrow money at low interest rates, pay off the utilities' debt, and then collect that money from ratepayers over an extended time. That plan angers many consumer advocates. Michael Shames of the Utility Consumers Action Network says ratepayers shouldn't be the only ones paying for what the governor calls the colossal and dangerous failure of deregulation.
It was not clear in the governor's speech, and he should be chastised for this, as to how that money would be paid and who would pay it. The utilities continually go back to the ratepayers whenever they make a mistake. I think it's about time they accepted some responsibility for what happened here.
Shame says it's wise for the state to build new power plants, as the governor proposed, but he poo-pooed the governor's threat to seize existing plants if necessary. He says wholesale producers are well aware the governor has that authority, but because Davis gave no indication when he might use it, Shame says there's little reason for producers to change their behavior now. In any case, Shames doesn't believe the governor is desperate enough to take over any power plants, at least not yet.
Sad to say, this is going to get worse before it gets better. We have a summer ahead of us that will likely cause even more pain than we've seen thus far. So I'm afraid that the boiling point, if it is to be reached, has not been reached yet.
California is definitely on at least a slow simmer, though. Davis is warning this week that the dysfunctional energy market threatens the state's economy took on added significance yesterday when chipmaker Intel said it would no longer open new factories in California, in part because of the state's unreliable electric picture. Other Silicon Valley companies have also drawn up contingency plans to move their operations out of state. Meanwhile, governors of seven other western states plan a roundtable meeting next month to address the energy shortage, which now threatens the entire region. For NPR News, I'm Scott Horsley in San Diego.